So, all right, I think he is finally joining us here this morning. So he settles into the chair, and we'll get him to just get himself comfortable. I'm well, sir. How are you doing today?
Not too bad.
Good. Step up a little bit to the microphone there.
Yes.
Stuck in traffic, were you?
Well, some construction.
Ah, construction.
Yeah.
I hate construction. I know it's necessary. I'm glad you brought Mavis along, too.
Oh, yes.
I was going to ask if you're going to bring your wife along with you, and there she is, and she's settling
into the... She wouldn't leave me alone.
That could be a good thing or a bad thing, I guess.
It's a good thing.
So how are you doing, anyway?
Not too bad, Rick.
Good?
Little problems.
Yep. Healthy-wise, you're okay?
Well, yes and no.
Yep.
As many men who reach my age, you get health problems. And you have a cancer problem and a heart problem.
Yep.
But other than that,
you're doing fine.
I'm great.
Good. Well, you look spunky.
Thank you, Rick.
And I hope we're here to, again, talk about politics and talk about the past and talk about the good old days.
Yes.
Do you follow politics still, John?
Oh, yes.
I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
Yep. What do you think about what's going on in this province today?
Well, you know... Former Bill Davis of Ontario gave me some advice once. Years ago, I met with he and Pierre Lougheed and others in Toronto at a luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
And so Bill said, well, you're now in your fourth term of government, and it's all majority governments. I said, that's right, Bill. He said, are you going to run again? I said, nope, I'm not going to run again. And he said, that's good. I was decided when I had my fourth that I wouldn't run again. And I'm glad I didn't, because the next election, my party lost.
That's right. Yeah.
And he said, one other thing. He said, when you're out and they're in, I never make comments about the government itself. I look after my own party, work for it from time to time, but I don't comment positively or negatively about who's in government. And that's been my position ever since, Rick.
So if I ask you what kind of job Stephen McNeil's doing, you don't want to really answer
that?
No,
I wouldn't answer, because I've known Stephen for quite a while. I knew his family very well. His grandfather was the... fire chief of the Spryfield and Sambro and Herring Cove fire departments. He was a very good friend of mine. And in deference to him, maybe, I don't comment.
But he is looking at, perhaps he's musing publicly about seeking a third term in office.
Yes, he is.
Well, it is, again, we've talked yesterday about term limits, perhaps, for city councillors. Is it time to talk about term limits for provincial politicians as well?
I don't believe so.
No?
Under our constitution and the constitutional setup that we inherited from Britain, there's no limit, and I believe in that.
902-405-6000 or 1-877-801-8255. If you've got a question you'd like to ask the former Premier of Nova Scotia, again, John Buchanan is my guest. He was Premier of this province from 1978 to 1990, elected in October, or assumed power in October 1978 after you beat the Jerry Regan government. September, right, sorry.
September. We had our 40th anniversary this year, and all of my members who were elected in that election of 1978 we had a celebration, an anniversary celebration.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had it at the Halifax Club, sorry. And Arthur Donahue and John Leaf and I arranged most of it. And we had all the members who were elected in the other elections, including our big, big election of 1984, when we won 42 of the 52 seats.
Yeah.
And we had the celebration, and we had a great time. Unfortunately, some of the members have passed on, and a few couldn't make it. But all together, including their wives, we had 43 people there.
Wow.
So it was a very nice evening. And some of the members I haven't talked to for a while. I haven't seen. I've talked to them all every once in a while. But they're still around, and they're still hale and hearty.
Good.
And We had a great night.
Excellent. Again, you're elected to four terms, four straight majority governments.
Four straight majority governments.
What
and
was
there's
it?
Only three elected premiers in the history of Nova Scotia achieved that. One was Premier Murray way back in 1896 to 1920. The other was the great Angus L. MacDonald.
Yep.
And then there was the great John M. Buchanan.
There was that. So what do you attribute? Why do you think that people kept going back to you for four terms?
No, I'm sorry. It was four. It was four terms.
Yep.
And I missed the great, great, great Robert L. Stanfield, of course, who was my premier when I was first elected in 1967.
Was three terms, right?
He was four terms also.
Okay. Why do you think people kept voting for you election after election? What was it about you and your Conservative Party?
Well, I suppose I may as well say it. They liked me.
But you're a very likable fellow.
Thank you.
It was hard to dislike you.
I think the reason was we had great policies. And in the words of John Diefenbaker years ago, I asked him, Mr. Diefenbaker, what is meant by a progressive conservative? And he said, you have to be progressive. You have to change with changing times. You have to look after the people in terms of health and education and social services. And on the other side, you have to be conservative to look after the money of the people, spend it wisely.
Very good
and
impression.
I think we must have done that because people did elect us to four consecutive terms in government.
Very good impression of Diefenbaker, by the way.
I try.
Now, you don't want to talk about Stephen McNeil. Well, let's talk about the new leader of the Conservative Party here in Nova Scotia, Tim Houston. What do you know about Tim?
I know Tim. I think he's a very good man. He's got his 2 feet solidly on the earth. He's a native, by the way, of Halifax area. He grew up in Armdale. And then when he graduated from university, he moved to Bermuda, where he sharpened his tools for accountancy. And then he moved back to Nova Scotia and settled in good old Pictou County, the home of my grandfather on my mother's side. And he has done very well there. And I think he's a good man. I think we had three great men running and two wonderful women running for the leadership. He won. And I believe he will be a great leader of the Progressive Conservative Party of Nova Scotia.
Excellent. It's 11:25. I want you to put on those headphones,
yes,
John, because I've got a couple of callers want to say a few things here. And let's go to Bill first. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, sir.
How
back
are you?
Again.
Yes, back again.
What I'd like to say is that I think there's three qualities that John has there that certainly made a big difference. Number one is his smile, number one. Number two, being able to sing Down the Mire so good, the song.
I still do a lot.
I'm sure you do.
And then, of course, is the main person, Myra. I mean, not Myra, but
Mavis.
Mavis.
That's right.
Mavis absolutely. And I want to say one thing about Mavis. You know, she baked me a chocolate cake. And you know something? That's the best chocolate cake that I've ever ate in my 89 years old.
That's Bill Mott, Mavis, and he says you made him a chocolate cake, and it was the best chocolate cake he ever had in his life.
I eat them too, Bill.
Thanks.
I appreciate the call, Bill. Thanks very much. And, you know, the one thing I remember about you and Mavis especially is that after each and every election, the two of you stood at the Armdale Rotary and had the big sign in your hand saying thank you. And I think people really appreciated that.
Can I tell you what happened there?
Yeah.
In my first election way back, there was a friend of mine was at our victory party. And he came over and Jerry said, now, will you be around at 6 in the morning? I said, I don't think so. He said, well, look, I'm going to pull into your driveway at 6:15 a.m., and I think you and Mavis should go down to the Rotary, and you should hold my sign up thanking the people who voted for you. And I said, well, that's a novel idea, but first, it's too early in the morning, and two, I don't have a sign. He said, don't you worry about that. And at 6 o'clock in the morning, I get up to go to the bathroom, and I looked out, and there was his little half-ton truck. And he looked up at me, he waved, and he said, come on down. So we got dressed quickly, got in our car, followed him, and he had the sign all painted in the PC colors in the back of the truck. And he said, you stand right here. The traffic is going to be going heavily. It was starting to get heavy then coming into the city. And stand here, hold your sign up, just do what you like. So we stood up on the side of the road, held the sign up, waved to people. They blew their horns, and it was a success. And before we knew it, two radio stations were there. The CTV was there, and they covered it. And then at noon hour, in the Halifax Mail came out, the picture was on the front page, and it was on the front page of the Tallahassee Times.
Wow.
The late Finley McDonald was down there at the time in Florida, and he saw it, and he sent it right over to the Tallahassee Times. It was there, and the governor used it in his next election in a year's time.
Wow. Great stories. I want to hear more, John, but we have to take a quick break for a news update. So you just sit tight there, and we'll be back in a moment. It's 11:29 right now. We've got a couple of people on hold. We'll get to you, too. And if you've got a question for Premier John Buchanan, give us a call this morning at 902-405-6000 or 1-877-801-8255. We'll be back to hear more from the former Premier after a news update, and that is coming up next. Coming up now to 11:34 here on this Thursday morning, Premier John Buchanan with me in the studio this morning, just reminiscing about the old days during the news break. And I've forgotten, you were elected, John, in 1967, first elected to the House of Legislature in 1967 under Robert Stanfield's government.
Yes, yes.
What do you recall about Robert Stanfield?
An incredible man, a great leader, a great premier, served this province from 1956 until 1978, and I beat him by 1 year. And I was the third longest-serving premier in the history of Nova Scotia, by the way. That's the third longest for 12 and a half years.
Yep.
But Stanfield was a unique politician. He had an incredible way with people that people never did understand. But he was a quality thinker. He was a man of great ideas. And, of course, those attributes brought him to government in 1956 to 1967.
And then he ran and became the leader of the Federal Conservative Party.
Yes, yes.
And ran three elections against
Pierre
Trudeau.
Yeah,
and lost them all. Why do you think that was? Why do you think Canadians didn't buy into Robert Stanfield like Nova Scotians did?
Well, look, it's difficult to tell. You can listen to people and what they'll say and read books as to what they write about him. But I think the main thing was he just didn't take off in Ontario quick.
Yeah.
Certainly in the West, he got some support. And here in the East, he got a lot of support. But Ontario never bought into him. And that's unfortunate. He would have been. And I described him once in a speech I gave here in his presence that he was the greatest Prime Minister Canada didn't have.
And that stuck with him, that label.
Oh, yes, it did.
Yeah, yeah. And that came from you.
I put the label on him.
Wow. Good to know that. Let's go back to the phones. And Don is on the line with us here this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Mr. Howe. How are you?
I am fine, sir. How are you doing today?
Hello, Mr. Buchanan. You remember me?
Well, Don, I could say I do, but I don't by your voice, but I will.
Come on now. I used to call you up with some problems, situations down our way in Randall City.
Don Dover.
Right on. And your wife, your friendly, nice wife, used to call and say, John, Don's here. I give him your message.
He used to
come out. And you know what? It was a pleasure doing campaigning for you. I told Steve Murphy every time there's a campaign, we're going to win a majority by a certain amount.
You were pretty Donald. You were pretty well on.
Right. And whenever we went to anything, your charisma sticks with you and all like that there. I'll tell you right now, it's the same as you said. I first met you Well, guess who? Robert L. Stanfield.
You did. By gosh, you did.
On a wharf with Sid Sink, and you said...
down in West Dover.
Right on. And I'll tell you, the fishermen down there never had a better representative than Mr. Robert Stanfield.
All right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'll tell you what, he got me into politics with you, and I'll never forget it, federally and provincially. And the next guy I hope he joins us is Stephen Adams. He is one of a guy that in politics. But what I'm trying to say to you is that you never let anybody down when you're on Steve Murphy's phone. You always have someone to call them back. And you were the first one to do small claims court. And through Jerry Lawrence, your minister, you've done the handicapped parking. And there's a lot of things. There was not much animosity back there. Some strikes and all that. But you know what? It was a lot better. And I'll tell you, with Tim Houston, when we went out there, his campaign, it was like going back to your days. Whenever we had a meeting, it was cheers and all of that there.
Other people have said about that, Don. And you know what? Back then, there was Sid Zink, there was you, there was Bubble Zink, and all kinds of people in that Dovers and Terrence Bay, including the great Buddy. Buddy Williams. And we had a great time. Politics was a great time then. It was a lot of fun.
I've got lots of other calls
and
here,
what
Don.
You said about Steve Adams is right. Steve Adams will be and continues to be one of the great alderman counselors in the Halifax area.
And Ron Hansen. And Ron Hansen, too.
Yes. Absolutely.
Thanks for the call, Don. 11:38 is our time. Let's go to Kate next here this morning. Hi, Kate.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm up and about.
Good for you.
That's all I can say.
Good. You have a question for the Premier?
I do, but first I'd like to tell him and Mrs. Buchanan that I'm sitting here looking at four of my old Christmas cards and the progress and growth of their beautiful families. And I imagine the hand signatures are Mavis's. Thank you very much over the years for everything he did.
Hang on a sec, Kate. I mean, you were such a personable individual. I mean, Christmas cards to everybody. I used to get your Christmas cards as well. It's amazing that you you can recall names. Just, I mean, Don's call. Oh, yeah, Don Dover. So on and on. It's amazing.
I still send out 300 Christmas cards.
Really?
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of people have passed on. But you're right about the signature. Mavis has always signed because my signature is totally illegitimate. You can't read it.
Go ahead, Kate. Sorry.
Maybe you should have been a doctor then.
Oh, that's right. Well, I do have 5 doctorate degrees, but they're all honorary ones,
yeah.
What I'd like to know is your opinion of whether or not the politics is going in the right direction in Nova Scotia, and what is your opinion nowadays of the Senate?
All right.
Hang up.
Appreciate that, Kate. I'm interested to hear your take on politics today, and again, especially you see in the United States right now, the division that's going on, and there's a lot of cynicism here in Canada as well about politics.
There's a lot of cynicism in Canada about politics right now. And I'm sorry, Kate, I don't comment too much about the provincial scene. As I said to Rick earlier, I had advice years ago from 2 great political leaders in Canada, the great William Davis. I got his card the other day, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And I get it every year in a big picture with his family. And the argument we always had, who will have the biggest family? Well, he beat me this year again, but he's 80. Bill Davis is now 88, and I'm 87, and I guess our days will be over fighting about how many children we have. But we still have lots of grandchildren. But I don't comment too much about provincial politics.
But in general, not just provincial, but federal politics in general.
Oh, it's much different. Yeah. It's much, much different than it was in my day.
It's an angry politics today.
Look, you just hit the nail right on the head. People are angry, and, you know... maybe they have a right to be angry. I don't know. But federally, people are angry. There's no question about that. One of the things that really bugged me, and it really still does, is the loss of the East Pipeline, the pipeline from Alberta to St. John,
yep,
which would have been a big, big winner for Nova Scotia also, and New Brunswick, and for PEI. And we didn't get it because politics and the environmental situation came in. And Mr. Trudeau, in my opinion, made a terrible mistake when he moved in and it stopped.
What do you think your biggest, four terms, four majority governments here in Nova Scotia, what was your biggest accomplishment, do you think?
Okay, I think one of my biggest accomplishments was in healthcare. I'm very proud to say that there are 10 hospitals in Nova Scotia we built. My name is on every one of them. And we started the Caperton Regional Hospital. We built the Glace Bay General, the Sydney Mines Hospital, the St. Martha's Hospital. We built an addition to the Spring Hill Hospital. We built the Dixon Building here. And we built the South Shore Regional Hospital. We built the Annapolis Valley Regional Hospital. And those hospitals were badly needed. And there are no big hospitals have been built since.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, hospitals are closing, which I think is wrong, but let's just let it go at that.
Yeah, the healthcare today is very much in a state of disarray right now. We've got anywhere between 50 to 125,000 Nova Scotians without family doctors.
Yeah, I know.
You mentioned, again, a couple of hospitals are being closed down in Cape Breton.
So, hey, that's right. I was president when we built a big addition to the Aberdeen in New Waterford, and it was pushed, of course, by Dr. Michael Laffin, who was in my cabinet,
yep,
and was in the legislature with me for many years, and he's 101 years old on January 12th. And, of course, the North Sydney General Hospital, which used to be St. Elizabeth's Hospital, we built a big addition to that, led by the late Dr. Tom McCoe, and myself, and Dr. Jerry Sheehy, the late Jerry Sheehy, who was my Minister of Health.
Yep, I remember Jerry Sheehy, indeed. Yep. Kelly just emailed to say, I'll never forget the commercial jingle. Honest is John for Nova Scotia. Honest blank. Can't remember the second line, she's wondering.
You want me to sing it?
Yeah, please.
Honest is John for Nova Scotia. Honest is John to make things go. It's the PC team for Nova Scotia. The Buchanan team, the winning team. Unfortunately, we sang that in the 1974 election, which we lost. but it was a great tune, and I have a big poster at home still showing me smiling, and underneath it, the PC team is great for, no, Buchanan is great for Nova Scotia.
Excellent. And she writes, you were the people's premier, Mr. Buchanan, and we thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear.
Indeed. 11:45 is our time right now. We'll be back to hear more from Premier John Buchanan right after this quick break. Coming up now to 11:48, just before we go back to the phones, I was just talking during the break about the relationship that John has had with his loving wife, Mavis, who is also with us here this morning in the studio. And you two are, again, the epitome of a long-lasting relationship. You two have been together, well, you say you met her in what, 50?
1952.
In Digby.
Digby.
What were you doing in Digby at the time?
I was working for GMAC.
Oh, yeah.
I had just graduated from Mount Allison University with my science and engineering. Needed a job if I was going to continue university. And the GMAC hired me as a field representative for Western Nova Scotia. And they settled me in Digby. And lo and behold, I met Mavis.
and the rest is history, as they say.
Yeah.
Do you ever think it would mean, that you would last this long?
Oh, yes.
Nope,
because
never a doubt.
I married a beautiful, thoughtful, loving woman. Isn't that right, darling?
Let's go back to the phones.
Married 64 years.
64 years, amazing. And your anniversary was in September, you said.
September, yeah.
Jamie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're well, Jamie. You have a question for the Premier here this morning.
No, I just got a comment. My name's Jamie King. My mother was Nancy.
Yes, yes.
And I remember back when you used to have picnics on Pickett Lake, PC parties.
Oh, yes, yes, and you were there, yes.
40 years ago.
Yeah.
Must be 40 years ago now, John. You taught me how to water ski when I was 14 years old.
That
wow.
That was a long time ago, Jamie, a long time
ago.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah, you and Mavis used to come to our house for Christmas now and again.
Yeah, yeah.
and employed my mother for a long time.
Yes, an awful long time. She was my secretary. Actually, started off when I was Ralph Medjuck and I were partners, Medjuck and Buchanan and Dixon, Freddie Dixon, yep. Unfortunately late Fred Dixon, and she was the receptionist there, and then she worked for me right up until her death.
Hmm.
Yeah, and was up at the IGA, I remember, one of the places.
Yes.
The top of the old IGA grocery store.
The old IGA, you are right.
Yeah, we used to go up there, I'd see you and Mom and all the other people, and we'd get our haircuts next to the beauty salon there.
Yes, you're right. You're right, Jamie.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for talking to you, John. I just wanted to say hi.
Appreciate the call, Jamie. Thanks very much. Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
There's my old buddy, Joe T. Zed.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pronouncing my double surname to Zacharakis, but Judge Kennedy, he changed
another,
it into Joe great, T. because he said...
Another great buddy of mine. You were the MC at his big party they had for him in Bridgewater, and I was one of the speakers.
This is Joseph Kennedy, the judge we're talking about here?
Hmm? Yeah.
He's talking about Joseph Kennedy, the judge.
No.
Who?
No, not Joe Kennedy, the judge. Oh, my God.
Carver.
Hiram Carver.
Next-door neighbor here in New Germany.
And, Joe, you say you've known the premier here since, what, back in 1953?
We started work together with General Motors. He was just talking about October the 31st, 1953, and there was another guy named Donald McKinnon Hall. He's dead now. He ended up a Supreme Court Justice of the province of Nova Scotia also. He was a good liberal, but we used to have fun, John, teasing the hell out of him, remember?
Yeah, I remember very well. He was my buddy.
Right?
He was my buddy, and you are my buddy.
Thank you, sir.
We call him, was the deputy sheriff of Lunenburg County, and we appointed him. And he calls me at least once a month, don't you, Joe T. Zed?
Yeah, we stay in touch.
Yeah.
And another great friend of yours, and it was politics and everything else. You couldn't have a better buddy, and that was Gerald Regan, the prime minister, or the premier for... Nova Scotia for the Liberals, but you guys—we
have been friends. Forever. Jerry and I have been personal friends since 1966.
Wow,
long time.
And you defeated him, of course, in 78.
In 78, I defeated him, but we're still good friends.
Good.
Yeah, and I remember nobody speaks about it, and I shouldn't be right now. But Gerald and his wife Carol. They had their first child, I believe, was a little boy, and he was in Ottawa at the time, and his little boy fell out of the high chair while we were at the dinner table, and went on into heaven as a result.
That's right, and Jerry and I were out at Sunnyside. I'll just tell this quick story, Rick.
Sure.
We were at Sunnyside, Mavis and I, and our daughter Natalie, who is United Church minister in the Noel area, and her two kids. And Jerry came over with Carol. We were talking, and Jerry bent down and said to Daly, you know, your grandfather took the job for me as premier, and we all laughed. And then he said, what are you going to do, Daly? And Daly said, I'm going to be the prime minister. Oh, you're going to be the prime minister? And he said, yes, I'm going to be the prime minister. Well, will you live in Ottawa? Well, I guess sort of. I'll be there until Fridays every week, and then I have to come home to go to church on Sunday.
And, John, you told me, the last thing you told me is I want you to be a good deputy sheriff. So when I retired, I must have done something, because my retirement present was a trip for two to the island of Crete in the Mediterranean.
Wow, that's quite
I know, Joe, and I always regret... I was invited to your party. I sent greetings, but I was away at the time on some Senate business.
Joe, appreciate the call. Good to hear from you.
I've got one more thing to say then. I want to say this. 1,000 doors can be opened with 1,000 keys, but 1,000,000 doors can be opened with thank you and please. Please continue on, John, and thanks for everything you did for me and everybody else.
Thank you, Joe.
Hi, Joe. Thanks very much. We're running out of time here, John. There's so much to talk about here. Let's ask you about this program you're involved with in the QE2 Health Sciences Center. This is a, a program that for cancer survivors, is it?
Yes, and I'm one of those. Yeah. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer in 2016, June, and it had metastasized to my small bones, the throat part of the body. And Dr. David Bell, who is my urologist, sent me to Dr. Lori Wood, and I took the chemo treatments, and then Dr. Wood sent me over to do this program at the the QE2. It's actually at the Dixon Building.
Okay, yep.
My great big plaque is on the Dixon Building when I opened it in 1985, and it's a great program. It's a physiology program, they call it, and it has done wonders for me. It gives you shoulder exercises, arm exercises, back exercises, leg exercises, and quite frankly, mind exercises.
Good.
Too.
Yep.
It's a great program, and the people who run it, basically Jeff and Alicia and Melania, they're great people, and I urge the government, and I urge the QE2 and Dalhousie University to continue it, which I'm sure they're going to do.
Hopefully, indeed. Jeff just emailed to say, please wish Premier Buchanan well for me. He says, Mr. Buchanan was the commencement speaker for the graduating class of 1981 at the Yarmouth Consolidated Memorial High School. I don't remember exactly what he said, but I definitely remember being inspired by his speech, and I think of that day often, writes Jeff.
Well, thank you, Jeff, and I think I did it well. I remember it well, very well.
You've got a pretty good memory.
Oh, I remember it very well.
Indeed. You have better name recollection than I have, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I think we can squeeze one more caller in here. Good morning, Eric.
Yeah, good morning, Rick. First of all, Mr. Buchanan, Merry Christmas to you and your lovely wife.
Merry Christmas to you.
And I hope you have a very happy new year, and I hope that your health problems are rescinded.
We've got about 30 seconds left here, Eric. 30 seconds.
Okay, I'm going to go quick. If, Mr. Buchanan, if you were premier today, would you see a value in allocating a part of the province's operating budget and providing a universal breakfast and lunch program for our school children to alleviate future disease and less stress on our health system?
I'd have
Thank
to
you.
Know more
Thanks,
about
Eric.
It. I'd have to know more about it. It sounds like an excellent program and one that I certainly could support, but I'd have to know more about it, but it sounds very good.
Before I let you go, you have to give us a verse of Out on the Myra.
Out on the Myra on warm summer days, old men go fishing with black lines and spoons, and if they catch nothing, they'll never complain. Oh, I wish I was with them again.
Okay.
As boys in their boats call to girls on the shore, teasing the ones that they dearly adore, and into the night as the courting begins. I used to do that before I met Mavis. I'll wish I was with them again.
Yes, indeed. Very good.
Thank you.
Good to see you again, Mr. Premier.
Thank you very much, Rick.
Glad to see you're
Let's
doing
do
well.
It. Let's do it again sometime.
No problem. You got that right. Mavis, good to see you, too. Thanks for dropping by.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year.
Right back at you. Premier John Buchanan with us here.